entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Network, where you can find help and hope with me, Rick Incorvia, filling in for Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. Today with me is my lovely wife, Jennifer. She's here to help keep me on schedule so we don't miss acknowledging our much appreciated sponsors. And a big thank you to Avery on the boards. Thanks for getting me set up today. Linda, if you're listening, we're still looking for your YouTube sign-in. Pardon me for that one. So glad you decided to spend some time with us today. I'd like to welcome a few of our newest listeners. We have John in St. Pete, Sylvia in Palm Harbor, and Julian from Michigan. Thanks for being here. Today we have some very special guests. Tom and Yudis Wingo, owners of TLC Adult Daycare and Recreation Center, located at 3970 Tampa Road in the Washington Square. Before I introduce you to Tom, I'm going to give you a little mini bio here. Now, I cut it down a bit. Tom Wingo here to my left here. Tom is the owner and administrator of TLC Adult Daycare and Recreation Center in Oldsmar, Florida. Tom has over 25 years in healthcare as an owner and manager. Tom owned and operated a successful Medicare certified and accredited home health agency with offices located in three different districts serving six Florida counties. At the same time, he was also the CEO of a large independent living and assisted living facility in Tampa, where he also became the CEO and administrator of the retirement community. The list goes on and on. This is a busy guy. Thanks for taking the time to be on the show with us, Tom. Please let me officially introduce you to the person that I trust with my mother. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom and Yudis.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's really nice to be here. Nice to see you and Jennifer. This is my lovely wife, better half, Yudis Wingo.
Yes, thank you.
We both
thank
decided to bring our wives so that we don't screw up too much, right?
You are correct. You are correct.
Well, I wanted to start out with just some talking points, try and give the listeners a little bit better idea. What's an adult daycare?
Well, I have the actual definition of an adult daycare.
All right.
From the National Association of Adult Day Services. And they define it as adult day services is a system of professionally delivered, integrated, home and community-based therapeutic, social, and health-related services provided to individuals to sustain living within the community.
All right, now let me hear
what do we really do?
Yeah. Now let's hear your version.
All right, so what we do is we have fun. We have fun. That's what it's all about. It's we have a center that our members come in. They might have different levels of cognitive abilities. Some want to just come in to have fun. You know, they want to get socialization. Others, they have Alzheimer's or dementia or higher levels of dementia. And what we do is we have fun. We do social activities, therapeutic activities. The list goes on. It's just all about having fun and trying to keep them happy, stable as much as possible. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing.
Well, I can attest to that. When we walk in the door, one of the two of you or your daughter greets my mom at the door. Rose, you're here, yay! I mean, she lights up the moment she walks in the door of your place. She's greeted, go inside, and she forgets who I am for a few hours, and she's just having too much fun. Who's coming back for me? It doesn't matter, I'll see you in a few hours. But I really appreciate just the fact that you guys really, really feel the job. You're there to enjoy time with them, and means a lot to me. That's why I wanted to have you here when Linda said, who would you like to have?
She is a fantastic lady. She's 97 going on, what, 50?
Right, right. I thought you were talking about Linda for a minute. Sorry, Linda, I know you're not that old. And Linda's a wonderful lady, too. I'll tell you, Linda comes to see my mom quite regularly. And my mom said one time, I'm lonely. So Linda ended up getting her one of those robotic dogs mm-hmm. that just fills her heart. Then she said, you know, I miss people my age. That's when we looked into TLC and couldn't have found a better place. I'm just really pleased. And she loves it. And she would have swore she wouldn't go to a place like that. And now she looks so forward to going there.
Right. We get that quite frequently. Oh, I don't want to go there. I don't. They, mm-hmm. they don't really understand what we do. But right. it's not, you know, we call ourselves an adult daycare center, which a lot of people think that's not very not attractive word.
Right.
You know, I'm not a child. I don't need that type of care. Then they come in, they realize, oh, that's not what this is.
I'd rather be here than sitting home all by myself.
Exactly. I'm meeting friends. I'm socializing. I'm having activities. I'm bowling. I'm playing volleyball. I'm playing
you guys wear her
tops.
Out.
Oh yeah. That's the goal.
She comes home after being after TLC and she sits down in a chair, tells me a little bit about it, boom, and she's out.
That's good.
Well, when should someone consider adult daycare?
They should consider it whenever they feel the need to have social interaction with someone else. Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned before, we have members that definitely have Alzheimer's mm-hmm. and dementia and some cognitive, Parkinson's disease, things like that, stroke. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, they need that socialization. Two things, it's for them and it's also for the caregiver. I mean, the caregiver, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but that's the a huge piece of what we do is taking care of the caregiver, letting them have some time where they know that they can mm-hmm. leave their loved one
right.
in a safe environment. They're going to have fun. So really it's, but we also have it, we have some that have very, very mild symptoms. They just want to get out of the house. They just want to have fun. They just, you know, they want to, it's like a recreation center. I just want to go and have a good time. And that's why we call ourselves And Recreation Center, mm-hmm. because that's what it's all about.
Good description.
Yeah.
See, we get there, the door opens up, and you guys are doing your exercises, and she just forgets about me, slides right into a chair, and she starts with her exercises and just interacting. And she asked me, what am I supposed to do while I'm there? And I said, set a good example. You know, when it's time to do something, be the first one to get up and go, and just encourage the others to be involved to it, because she's always been the person who's been in charge of activities much like that. She was the social director, so she still wants to be that person. So she really appreciates what you guys do there. I really appreciate it. My whole family appreciates your place so much.
She is lovely. She is absolutely lovely and fun. She is just fantastic. One more thing that I wanted to mention when you ask when should someone consider adult daycare, and that is also don't wait till it's too late. Mm-hmm. That's the key. So many times I've heard people tell me, wow, what a great concept. This is incredible. I just wish mm-hmm. this would have been around when my mom or dad or, and a lot of times people will come in and they're a little bit more than what we can, you know, what our center can take care of. And that's just it. It's just don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait until you, as a caregiver, you want to take care of them, right?
Right.
It's your responsibility. You're the person that has to do that. But you don't take care of yourself. So, you know, we're here for both, and we're here to take care of the caregiver.
Like Linda. Caring for the caregivers.
Exactly.
But can I ask, like, what would be some of those clues? Because I think that as I've been watching this, we probably could have started this earlier, not knowing when those things, what to look for.
Exactly.
And I'm looking, is it like more she's not enjoying being alone,
right.
or she's scared, or...
And forgetfulness, mm-hmm. You know, just depression.
Loneliness.
A lot, especially in the last couple of years, I mean, depression has just been really high on the list. Many
COVID.
Families have come in and said, you know, mom or dad or husband or wife or whomever it may be, they're at home not doing anything, and they're depressed. They're declining. Their cognitive abilities are declining. Their physical abilities are declining rapidly.
Right.
And we've got to
use it or lose it.
Right. We've got to have something. And so they bring them. They bring them into the center, and they're just like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, when you ask about what is a TLC, I describe TLC as a family. We are a family. We welcome all of them. We don't judge anybody. When they pass the door, we are like there with them, listen their stories. You have no idea how many stories we hear every day.
Makes me a little nervous.
And you know, things
that I
always explain the families is like, I know it's very difficult, but what we try to do is just being there for them. Doesn't matter how many times they repeat the same story. For me, it's always like, oh my gosh, really? Because you know what? It's just to make them feel that the life continue. The life doesn't stop because they don't remember. Sometimes I get in running for doing something. I'm like, oh my gosh, I still remember things. Just telling them, and they are like, wait until you get to our age.
Yes.
But it's just making them feel like that. And when we celebrate birthdays, we celebrate life.
Yes.
There, you know, and they are with different. Some of them are in the mild place. Some other are a little bit more stronger.
Right.
But we have a time for each of them individually. Believe it or not.
Believe it. I see it. And I know your daughter works there, too.
Yes.
The other day I came to pick up Rose, and it was pouring rain, just pouring rain. And I saw you walk every single person out to their car with that giant umbrella and stand there on the driver's seat while you got them inside the whole time, just making sure nobody got wet. Patient as can be, you and your daughter just switching off back and forth. I wanted to record it, but I couldn't do it in the rain.
It's like I can express you, but they becoming our family, and they are. It's like I take care of them every day. Mm-hmm. You know, even when they gonna get in the car, I don't want nothing happen to them. It's like we are very attached to them.
Yeah. Yes,
you know, that's what happened. Do you see that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so they're very special, and when they do things daily. It's like when your child start walking the first time and you are excited, same way we are. When they do something different, when they remember something different, when they are able to paint, to do art.
Or even participate. Like, I know sometimes you'll see one wants to sit out. And so what do you do? I mean, do you try and force them to do it? Are you patient with them? What do you do?
No. When they... that's why I said individually, because some of them probably they enjoy more to read a magazine, or the other one probably enjoy to do something different. So we have different groups, and then we try. But we always encourage them to do exercise and things that is going to be helping them.
Right.
We don't push them. We just listen and find out what they like, and then we do it with them.
And a huge part of why they're there is not just, some of them don't have the physical abilities that some others
right.
do. So a huge piece is for them to be part of a group. To even though they're not actually participating, they might be there watching and cheering on that person who's bowling, or cheering on that person who's doing the ring toss or whatever it may be, and they feel part of it. They feel part of the group. They're cheering them on. They're having a good time.
They enjoy it.
And we do try to encourage, even like we've had some in wheelchairs, and we, you know, wheel them up, and they have a hard time even, and we'll even help them throw the beanbag or whatever it may be, and it just makes them feel like they're part of the group.
Well, I'll tell you, I hear some hooting and hollering from the other side of the door, some real cheering, and I'm just, I love it.
It's wonderful.
All day long, it's about having fun. It's about laughter. We have a gentleman, he's very high functioning, I hate to say that. Mm-hmm. And he came in, when he first came in, he's just like, you know, my daughter makes me come here. So he was only coming a couple of days a week, and he requested to come extra days because he was having so much fun. And now he tells me, he goes, you know, I have not laughed like this in so many years. And now he tells everybody, he's just like, sure. Any new person? Oh, just wait.
Just wait.
You'll be laughing the whole day.
Well, that's what you told me. Show up 3 times, Rick. That's all I ask. Yep. And now she has a ball. And I stayed, I think, the first day, maybe very protective of my mom. I don't know. But before long, we were playing that the game where we had to match up Elvis Presley's lyrics to the name of a song. Oh, I got so competitive with all, I couldn't help it. It just kicked in, and of course, mom's the same way. But just so much fun. The music in the background, or the dancing and challenges. Yeah, and there's even a guy in there who plays chess. I'm gonna have to go in there and play some chess.
We have a couple of chess players. We have a couple of gentlemen that play the guitar.
Mm, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're And unfortunately, with the disease they have, that sometimes those memories are not there. And that kind of causes some anxiety as well. But we encourage,
right.
And then, for instance, I have 1,000 stories.
But okay.
For instance, we had one gentleman, he loves to play the guitar. And he took our guitar home, because we have a guitar at the center, every night, every single night. Practice.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally one day he had the courage to do it in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. So we had everybody singing at the same time while he strummed along.
Wow.
And it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. He had the biggest smile on his face. It was amazing. It really was.
Fun. Yeah, that's the stories I'm sure you hear.
Yeah.
I just can imagine.
TLC is our life. Every time we get out, we just talk about TLC. Yes. But it's just,
we got like all the friends and families, and that's all we talk about.
It's like I told you, it's a family for us. Each of them are doing different things, you know, every day. When they play bingo, you have no idea.
I do. I played bingo with them.
They want it. You know, it's me, bingo, they are screaming, and just to see that.
The first day I was there, you only called 2 numbers, and I yelled bingo. Boy, everybody looked at me like, he cheated. Just having fun, sorry.
Yeah, you better be careful.
Yeah. He couldn't have won.
You know, music is very, very important, you know, therapy,
mm-hmm.
And they love it. They dance.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta see when they dance, and they do many things.
So I have a million stories about my mom, so I can only imagine. You must have a billion stories just from each different one of them.
Yeah.
One funnier than the next. All right, let me peek at my questions here. What could I expect as I walk in the front door with my mother for the first time?
You're going to see a wonderful, wonderful staff that's gonna greet you. And I could not be more proud of my staff. 2 of them are my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But we have other staff members as well. And they care. They just care.
I can attest.
It's just, so you're gonna see them, and you're going to come in, and you're going to probably hear a lot of noise,
mm-hmm.
from everyone having a good time. And how we structure it is we have an active activity, then a not so active activity, arts and crafts, mm-hmm. A table game, whatever mm-hmm. it may be. Just because if you have active
too much,
it's going to be a little much for mm-hmm. everybody. But normally you're going to hear a lot of happiness and a lot of socialization, a lot of cheering on of other people, and sometimes you might even hear parties going on.
Mm-hmm.
That because we have anything we can do to celebrate, we do. We've had Hawaiian luaus. We just had our country and western party.
I saw that on Facebook. That was adorable. Everybody had their cowboy hats.
Yep.
That was great.
What I like the thing about, because I think we're going to do our sponsor soon, but I was going to point out, I think like we all got in our heads about what we thought that first day should look like. And eventually Rick just picked up the phone to talk to you because I was thinking, no, bring her after lunch. It'll be confusing. I mean, we're having this conversation. You're like, no, here's what I need you to do. Like, because even timing wise, it was like 10 to 15 minutes before,
right.
Ease in,
right.
Leave. So we forget that we, you know, you're the experts.
Right.
And it's very, very difficult. It is so difficult. I've had caregivers come in, and just let me know whenever we're ready. I've had caregivers come in crying because they just have a hard time letting go. And is this the right choice? And I just tell them, if it's not, it's okay. At least you've tried. At least you've tried. But and I'll let you know. And if mom or dad or whomever it may be is having a difficult time, we're going to call you immediately.
Exactly.
So it's not, you know, but
we have to get out of our own heads and let you
and
guys tell us the best way to
And it's difficult. It's difficult. I would be, you know, it's like, I hate to say it, but like dropping your child off for the first time, you're a nervous wreck. Same thing. Same thing. So we understand and we try to help the caregivers make that transition. And yeah, there's some structures. Structure is extremely important too.
When we get back from the break, I want to talk about, you know, do you just take walk-ins or would you prefer to be called first? I want to know how that works out, but let's do our commercials.
Sounds good.
Because if you don't hear from them, you won't hear from us, our wonderful sponsors. Take it away, Avery.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Everyone at one time or another experiences so much stress, physical, emotional, and mental, that their brain seems to freeze in place. Lauren McLaughlin has been an emotional support coach for over 25 years and was also a caregiver for her husband John for 10 years. Emotional support coaching for caregivers is all about having the freedom to say out loud, without fear of judgment or criticism, all the random thoughts that have gone in and out of your mind. Many caregivers receive enough help in one session to create their own healing plan. Others may want a bit more coaching, but Lauren McLaughlin has a maximum limit of 3 sessions. If you sincerely want to build a new future, that much coaching will be more than enough. All sessions are on Zoom for 45 minutes. Contact Lauren by email at godbless@tampabay.rr.com to set up an appointment for your caregiver support coaching session. Caregiver support sessions were previously priced at $45. They are now available to our listeners on a love offering basis. You decide what price you want to pay for your personal session.
This song is sweet feels. see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them bloom
for me and you. And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Well said, Linda. All right, we're back with Tom and Yudis, owners of TLC Adult Daycare and Recreation Center in Oldsmar, Florida. Emphasis on recreation center. This place is fun. I want to ask Tom, I want to go back and ask, when you decide you want to check out TLC, do you just walk in, or do you call you? How do you manage that?
We have occasional walk-ins. It's best to call and make an appointment. We try to, you know, follow CDC guidelines as far as, you know, what's going on with COVID. So it's best to have a time and a time where someone can devote the time with you, because we might be running around doing different things.
Proper greeting, you're aware they're going to come at 11:30.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Name tag ready like you did for my mom.
You got it. Yeah. So greeting. Yeah, it's best to give us a call, but we're very flexible, and I'm the owner, and Yudis, and so if they need a tour after hours on the weekend, we're available anytime. So it's
I can attest. I know I've pestered you, especially in the beginning, because, you know, I'm bringing Rose in, and that's a special woman.
What are the hours?
Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And is it appropriate to talk cost?
Well, why don't you give us a call?
Okay, sure. All right. Yeah, I can sort
of. Let's just say, okay, so let's talk about cost. It is definitely one of the most affordable options.
Agreed.
Out there on a per hour basis, comparing that to home health care or, you know, assisted living or skilled nursing. So it's definitely affordable. It's definitely affordable.
Totally agree.
And we've structured it. We try to make it very flexible as well. So we have a half-day program, mm-hmm. and a full-day program. So basically, it's a half-day is anything up to 5 hours, and anything over 5 hours is considered a full day. Because some people like to come in at 7:59, they're sitting at the door. And then others
and
like...
they're late to pick up.
Right. Yeah. And then others like to sleep in. They like to... Mm-hmm. To
they don't want to leave.
You know, it takes them a little bit longer to get out of bed and get into the center. So we structure it to where, you know, they can come in. They're coming in anywhere from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. usually. Mm-hmm. Some even in the afternoon. It's just based on their schedule. Because, you know, the caregivers, they who knows what they might have. So that's why we do an activity every hour. Mm-hmm. We have a calendar that we try to live by. We don't always live by it.
I saw that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
we were checking that out. So many
See,
different activities.
I want to join.
Yeah, yeah. Jennifer asked if she could join. I said,
I'm very competitive.
No. Uh-oh.
So I know that Rose often goes around lunchtime. Is there also breakfast?
Yes. Breakfast is from 8 to 9:30.
Nice.
And then lunch is at noon.
Okay.
And then snack.
And then after
snack, 3 o'clock.
Then we have the snack, which lots of people like ice cream. Mm-hmm. We have ice cream socials, birthday parties. Again, back to, you know, we try to have a party for everything.
Well, I got in trouble the last time I picked her up at 2:30, and she said, I'm missing ice cream. I'm missing the ice cream social. Yeah. Sorry, Mom.
It's a social time, and yes.
So the next time I waited until 3:15.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea. You'll make some people very upset.
Yes.
We have some participants then when they know they ready to go, they are like, no, we're going to wait for the ice cream.
Yeah, not even yet. All right, let's see. Well, one of my questions here is, what services does your center provide? But I feel like we've covered so much of that.
Yeah.
Anything to add?
We talked about the therapeutic activities, mm-hmm. and that's, you know, we try to do activities that bring out some reminiscing, you know, talk about what they did back in the past. Because it's all about trying to get them to remember, mm-hmm. and try to build hopefully some memories, because mm-hmm. they maybe lost some.
Sure.
And also the therapeutic, meaning physical.
Right.
So we have our 10 o'clock is exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, we have a little meditation. We have different types of exercises, anything from
beanbag toss.
These are just truly the exercise program. And then we have the activities that are more active activities.
Mm-hmm.
Beanbag toss, volleyball. The volleyball is very, very, very popular.
Oh, I'm going to have to see that. Oh, I can't even picture that.
Oh, and let me tell you, your mother does fantastic.
Really?
Oh, yes.
She's very competitive.
97, by the way.
97, and she does
very
fantastic.
Competitive.
Oh, laughing the whole time.
So the first day we were in there, she, you know, I have mentioned that she was 97, and somebody came up and said, look at somebody, so-and-so, she's 93, and doesn't she look young? And my mom just looked and said, I'm 97. Mom, take it easy. Oh, that woman. All right, let's get into some tougher stuff. Does Medicare or insurance cover these services?
So Medicare does not cover adult daycare. Why? I don't know, but they should. But no, they do not. But there are some programs that do cover adult daycare. There is Medicaid long-term care programs. And we are a Medicaid provider, so we do have a couple of insurance that we do take. There's also long-term care insurance policies that do pick up some adult daycare. Not a whole lot of people have long-term care insurance policies.
Right.
So every once in a while, we'll get some. Mm-hmm. So they'll reimburse adult daycare.
Okay.
And you also have VA aid and attendance, that someone might have served during a wartime event, that they can get on some aid and attendance, and that will help reimburse some of the expenses. Hmm. That's a very complex thing, so we always refer that out to someone who's very versed in, you know, their situation.
That's something we might want to look into for me. Anyway, genes, you know? All right, let's see. What else did I want to ask you here? How are we doing on time, Jennifer?
We're still good.
Keep going. I'd love to give you an opportunity to tell one or two of your favorite stories that just stick into your head, or, you know, if it's okay, somebody who was there who just touched your heart or did something that had you laughing so much.
Yeah, well, no names, but
right.
But yeah, we've had quite a few characters in our past. We had this one gentleman, he was a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, and he is the biggest cut up.
Mm-hmm.
Dances, I mean, he just wants everyone to laugh.
Yeah.
So he, actually, if you want to go on our website or Facebook page,
you'll see him
you'll
there.
Probably figure out who that might be. But he just incredible, just an incredible person, and just, I don't know, he just constantly dancing, mm-hmm. and making people laugh, touched our hearts, mm-hmm. very much. So, you know any stories off the top of your head that...
I think all of them touch your heart.
Yeah. This is true, every single one.
But we have one in specific also. He feels that he is like 9 years old, you know? For him, TLC is the most amazing thing happen. You know, when he get in, he is, he have a...
We're not just a senior center.
Mm-hmm.
It's an adult daycare
right.
center.
An adult.
So we've decided to try out a couple of people with some developmental disabilities mm-hmm. to see. And it's actually worked out very well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody he's calls his name when he walks in the
yeah.
door.
Everybody.
And he makes everybody laugh every day.
I'll tell you, you guys are great with the welcome. As soon as somebody walks in, I just see their face change from the cheeks of anxiety of how often do I come here and how did I get into this again to the light up. Oh, my friends, I'm here with my friends.
Well, that's the key, you know, is to have them come in feeling welcome.
Mm-hmm.
That hey, every time they walk in the door, oh my goodness. Everyone's been asking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Come in. We got to say hello. Yes. And that just puts a smile on their face.
It does.
So they walk in the door and they just, and then you, of course you scream out.
Mm-hmm. Rose is here.
Rose is here. Hey, Rose. And everybody, you know, screams, oh my gosh, it's Rose.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just feel welcome. That's the key.
Yeah,
and
it is.
For everyone to feel welcome.
Yeah. You know, for the person that I was talking, he is very special. All of them are. But for him to be there is like it's his home.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he give a hard time because he don't want to leave. He
mm-hmm.
want to stay. And
I
the sister-in-law said, no, you will be back tomorrow. So he start for 2 days. Then they added one more day. Now he is so excited because he's going to be 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And also he remembered that his birthday is coming and we all going to celebrate his birthday. You know,
yeah.
things like that happen for us. It's a different story. So we have another lady, then she comes, she loves to dance. She loves to help.
Mm-hmm.
She loves to talk and be with others. So each of them are really important to us.
I bet you get 3, 4, 5 stories a day that just live on in your memory forever.
It really does. Every single one is special. And we try to get to know them. Because everyone has a different activity level. Everyone
mm-hmm.
has a different anxiety level. So we try to get to know everyone. It takes some walk in the door and it's instantaneous. I mean, they take right to it. Others, it takes a couple of weeks before they settle in and they're like,
yeah.
oh.
I do like it here.
I like this place.
Now that you say, yes, I just want to add one more thing. I would like to say many things, but just one more. We had this lady, right when we started in TLC, there was one of the first participants that we have, right? She is the most graceful person. And she just said, I don't remember what is the name, but I remember that I love to be here and I love all of you. You know, every time when she get in, this is her word, and she's happy there. And she says,
I know who you're talking about.
Yes. And mm-hmm. then she's like, I don't remember, but I remember then I love to be here,
mm-hmm.
and I love all of you. So it means all everybody.
And her laugh is contagious.
And her laugh is all the time, and oh, my God.
How fun. So now I got a tough question for you. All right, so you guys are young. Well, since I'm older than you, I'm going to go with you're young. But you won't be forever. What plans do you have for when it's your turn to go to a TLC?
Luckily, I have my two daughters.
There we go.
I ask about them. Yeah.
Plan C and D. There we go.
Succession planning's in place.
Yes, good.
I've trained them well how to take care of somebody.
Yeah, I think it's a really good opportunity because before, you know, it was just two different choices.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have one more opportunity, then you still can keep your family member at home
mm-hmm.
or your loved one at home. And then at the same time, they can have spend the day and having fun,
right.
just come home. So I think it's a a really good opportunity, and we already have our home.
All right, so you won't give anybody a hard time if it's time to go to the TLC. You're not going to be, I don't think I want to go.
They're already there every day. How do you know? Right. Well,
you're a volunteer, aren't you? I might be one of those.
A group of friends said, okay, the good thing about it is that we know where we're going to be.
Yeah, that's great.
So,
and all of our friends know where they're going to be as well. So,
yeah.
But yeah, she makes a good point. A lot of caregivers out there struggling. They have absolutely no idea that this is a thing.
Right.
When we first started this, we went around to we have some really good physician friends, maybe in home health and assisted living for so long, made a lot of relationships. And I told them what we were going to do, and they're just like, that's brilliant. And I go, you know, that's been a thing for a very long time.
We're just going to do it better.
Then that was the goal. That was the goal, was to try to take it to the next level and have a beautiful center where people come in and they feel very, very comfortable. Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Keep going.
Just wanted to let you know that I was one of those people who didn't know this existed. And my mom would always say, I'm so lucky. Everybody thought I was crazy to have 9 kids. And now I'm so lucky. What do people do that don't have anybody? Are they home alone all the time? Yes. Yeah, a lot of them are. And I want to let them know about TLC. And if they're too far away from you, that it doesn't make sense, look into other places.
Agreed.
But
there's some fantastic ones. We can make some recommendations as well. We work with others.
And when they have a routine, even with their condition, it's a routine. They will remember. Mm-hmm. They do better.
Oh, yeah. Routines.
Yes.
Love those routines.
Let's take our break.
All right. Avery, back to you. Thanks for being patient.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
All right, welcome back. Once again, we're here with
Tom and Yudis of TLC Adult Daycare and Recreation Center in Oldsmar, Florida. And we have about 5 more minutes left to chat with the with these two. And I wanted to ask a question about medical needs. What if people are in there and they have medical needs that can't wait the entire, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours that they're there? How do you work with that?
So we are more of a social model than a medical model. If someone has true medical, intensive medical needs, that's probably not the appropriate place for them. Having said that, we can do quite a few things, though. We're licensed under the Assisted Living Facility branch of ACA, Agency for Healthcare Administration. So we can do quite a bit of things. We can do supervision of medication. So if someone has medication that they need supervised while they're at the center, we can handle that. We can't administer medication. I would have to have a nurse there full-time. And I do have a nurse on staff, but she's a part-time nurse just to oversee the center and some of what we do. But we're more, like I mentioned, we're more of a social model. We can do bathroom queuing. We can do bathroom assistance. We can do food assistance, eating, things like that. So there's quite a bit of things that we can do. But if someone has true something that has to be done by a nurse, that's probably not going to.
Yeah, I think your focus is more recreation centered.
It is.
Let's have some fun here and entertain and keep the muscle and the memories engaged.
And we thought about eventually the goal is to take this and replicate it into another center or a couple of centers. I think Tampa Bay could probably use a couple more. So at that point, we might choose to do more of a medical model and see if maybe that's a need for the community. But right now, what we're doing, it seems that it's working very well just to have that that socialization model. It's doing fantastic things for people.
Yeah. So the part of me that wants to tell you how to run a business is coming out. I think what you have is just the perfect niche. And if you try to do all the stuff, it might be difficult. But that's only because I don't want you to change. I love the model you have so much now.
We tried. And originally we started off thinking, okay, let's do medical, and then realized mixing the two is
changes the fun level.
It does change the fun level, 100%. And not that that's not a need and something that we might or somebody might want to give that, but that service. But for us at TLC and Oldsmar, that we do what we do best, and that is keeping people happy, keeping them engaged, keeping them active, and having a good time.
I say and have the time to dedicate it to them.
I tell everybody.
Right.
Need the time.
I tell everybody that, you know, if your loved one's not walking out of the door with a big smile on their face, we failed. Mm-hmm. We didn't do what we were supposed to do. So that's our goal every day is to, when they walk out to.
So how long have you been doing it right there at Oldsmar?
We started this in we opened and got our license in December of 2019, took our first participant in January of 2020, closed in March of 2020.
Oh, COVID.
Wow. Yeah.
Sure.
So not the time to open up anything.
Right.
So no one knew what right looked like. No one knew what you should be doing. So we just decided that it was best for us to figure it out. So we closed for a couple months. We had so many that we had just taken on begging us to open back up because their loved one was declining.
Sure.
And so in May we opened back up, and so we've been struggling since then because everyone was at home.
Sure.
As soon as the vaccines came out, everyone else came out.
Right.
So we're almost at capacity right now. So
you've been in this field in one way or another for 25 years.
Correct.
How do you keep from burning out and quit caring?
Well, in my past, it was more executive level. You know, executive level in the home health care and assisted living. And then we decided, I talked it over with my wife and our family, and we said, you know, what else is there out there that there's a need. You know, where is there a disconnect between, assisted livings, everyone knows about assisted living. Memory care, everyone knows about memory care. Nursing homes, everyone knows about nursing homes. Home care, everyone knows about home care. Fantastic services. But what about those that are sitting at home and they need to have something in their life as well without going to these other services? And so my wife's brother lives in Miami. Mm-hmm. And so he called her one day and he said, you should really check out some of these adult daycare centers down in Miami. And I hadn't even thought about, in assisted living, you can have an adult daycare center, but a lot of them don't have that because it's a whole different animal than assisted living. And so I'm like, let me look into it. And I looked into it and I just scratched my head and I said, why is this not like everywhere? Mm-hmm. This is fantastic.
Yeah, because we haven't figured out how to stop aging yet.
No. And a lot of people want to stay at home. They want to be. Mm-hmm. And some are even live at home by themselves and come to our center.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
They just
love, they want to have that socialization. Yeah. So
I could see that.
Which means it's very important that community know then it's another opportunity now with the DLC because not many people knows about the adult daycares.
The magic of radio.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, let people know. There's another option out there.
There is.
I didn't know, and I'm so pleased. So pleased to have known. In fact, when Linda gave me the opportunity to do the show for her, I said, I got to have Tom on. I gotta get TLC in here. They're doing something that I think is really special. And she already knew. She's the one who vetted you guys. I told her about you, and she said, oh, they're great. They do a great job. Don't worry. And
Linda,
she's very
Linda
tight
is
with Rose.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, agreed. Which is it time for me to maybe start closing the thing out and say wonderful things about Linda? All right, let's see. Let me see if I can do this like Linda does it. Thank you so much for joining us today. Please don't forget to like us on Facebook. And the page is Connecting Caregivers Radio. Linda wanted me to let you know that she misses you all and looks forward to talking with you next week. And Linda reminds us that God loves us all the time. And to use Linda's line, have a delicious day. And we're done. Thank you.
Close your eyes. And soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. See you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored